Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Here we are, another day, another day. You know, we've been hearing so much in this news lately about what's been happening in Mississippi. Mississippi is my hometown. I was born and bred in Mississippi. I don't know very much about Jackson other than the fact that it is the capital of my hometown, but I do know a lot about Mississippi. I've been through Jackson, been in Jackson, been around Jackson all up, and been out there on Jackson State field as a cheerleader. But what I'm talking about today, though, for all you who are listening and tuning in to the Pace News online at here, we're talking about you know, over there with the young man, Trey Lamar. Now, Trey Lamar is a high achiever, obviously. He made it down to the state house and he got elected by the people. So, you know, his daddy is a lawyer. He's a lawyer. His granddaddy was a lawyer. He tell you about that on Wikipedia. But I know him because my mama, my daddy, all my folks. But Trey Lamar getting ready to do something that is going to be devastating. And I think it's going to be devastating because obviously it's not for everybody. And it's not for everybody because it's against somebody. And most of the somebody and the people of Mississippi, and particularly Jackson, and the manner in which he is now put forth and authored, as the word is authored, meaning he has allegedly authored, that's what he said. But whoever authored it, obviously he has a team behind him. And you want to know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about this HB 1020 is this bill that even the brother I saw the other day as I looked at a YouTube channel, Dr. Umar Johnson. Many of you know him who tune in to social media, YouTube. He has his own channel, but he's also a very, very provocative guest on many channels he speaks. He speaks from the spirit. He speaks from truth. He speaks from knowledge. And he also speaks from what I call righteous indignation. Everybody has a right to be indignant when things are happening in an indignant way. And so to have a righteous indignation for something that is not right is what is necessary today. And particularly regarding this Trey Lamar, who is a state representative in Mississippi and Jackson, Mississippi, with 82% black people who are hailing and keeping the city afloat with very little resources, because the reason we saw the water crisis, I believe, and I'm just making this observation based on this publication that this young man is authoring, something like the bill is being a separation. It is just a blatant separation. So these people still holding this vendetta. If anybody ought to have a vendetta to hold, it ought to be the Negro, the black man, the colored man, the Grand Nigerian, and the people called African American, Negro, black, and sometime nigger. Ought to be mad, okay? But here we are having to get mad because somebody else wants to take all of the resources and give them the privilege of having the in-between our community. That's just like you saying somebody wants to come in here and take over your house. And they take over your house and they say, you know, you've been here all your life, and then all of a sudden they just come in and stay a while just because they're going to come in here and check your gas bill or something, and they just decide that they're going to make a law and they're going to take up possession. And not only they gonna pay gas, take up the gas bill and every other possession, but they gonna now take all your money and you just be here suffering while they living in here with all the good things. Well, that's what Trey Lamar is pretty much talking about doing, and I'm saying to you that this whole confederacy of white supremacy has to cease, and that is why we have to participate. by listening and not reacting, but beginning to organize and strategize, because it is a new day and it is a new way. And so with that, I just wanted to just let you know that, you know, listen for Pace News online at pacenews.com. Come online, send your comments, call me up, email me, text, you know. We're working on our channel and everything, but we have a website. Just comment. But I wrote a little piece, and I'm going to let you hear it, and then we're going to move on. But it's called Hello, Mississippi. It's coming out of my newspaper as a publisher, you know, writing and hearing and everything. But this whole Trey Lamar thing is so much deeper because it fits right into my hometown of Senatobia, Mississippi. In Senatobia, Mississippi, where I was born and bred, and the thickest on Hudson Street, you know, it was a village, and it's a village. And the young man that Trey Lamar works with, his dad, as a supervisor, knows Trey Lamar. And from the looks of what Trey Lamar is doing in this whole scenario is now is just a testament to why my city of Senatobia, Mississippi, is prospering, but not necessarily for the black community in the whole Tate County, which is all of basically Coldwater, Uncle Franklin, Coldwater. Trey Lamar from Senatobia. I'm from Senatobia. I'm just saying to you that this young man is a problem. He's a problem, and he's a deeper problem than what you all know. I know because my mama, my auntie, we all know this man from his background. And so they're not our friends, even though we grew up together, because we grew up segregated. And the evidence of that, not our friend. So if he was not our friend in Senatobia, I can guarantee you Senatobia is smaller than Jackson. And so Trey Lamar has a need to be the next Grisham, you know, as far as a Hollywood star, you know, or town star. And he's doing it at the backs and on the backs of black American, black Mississippian, and particularly those in his town where he's from. But I see it from my town, Senatobia, Mississippi, because his dad has been running things there. And fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. So what we need to do is just pull our resources together. And they already got $800 million. So that's enough resources right there, okay, to begin to see. So it's a deeper process than Trey Lamar's handling. So now Trey Lamar done got this money, and all these white folks is getting ready to take this money. Okay, and so we need to monitor this money because that's our tax dollar that was shipped down there. So it's not like we don't have a participant part in it. We have a participant part in it, even though it's Mississippi, it's because it's federal dollars. And so with those federal dollars, we have a right and we shall have our say. And so with that, I just want to finish reading this because I got to get out of here because actually I'm headed to Mississippi. I'll be in Senatobia tomorrow, the place where Trey Lamar comes from. But here it is. Readers, Mississippi Mayor Chokwe Lumumba needs your help to stop the anti-black racist bill HB 1020 that is moving through the Mississippi legislature. And if it passed out of the Senate, it means a disaster for the largest black city in the nation. Yes. State Representative Trey Lamar, the one I just got through talking about, is working hard to turn back the hands of time when Jim Crow was king and ruled the land. And you can read more about Trey Lamar on the front page because I did a piece in there this week about it. So go to Pace News, read it. You can read it online free because we're offering for Black History Month free. So go on Pace News online and read it and let us hear from you. Okay, you know, we got our own thumbs up by getting on, okay, at Pace News Online. We talk about platform and we go to everybody else's platform. We're asking you to come to our platform and participate and grow it so that we can grow and you can grow. And the more you grow, the more we all grow with the knowledge that we get from each other, because the more we know. But, you know, it's a good thing to have knowledge. But, you know, according to the word of God, you know, that too many of us sometimes having, you know, this, that's for knowledge, but all this knowledge, all this knowledge, but never coming to truth. So those are the things. But anyway, getting back to this, yes, State Representative Trey Lamar is working hard to turn back the hands of time when Jim Crow was king and ruled the land. He seems to be striving to have his way, and the sad part about it is that he has a sellout Negro right by his side to cheer him on while he take away the rights of the majority of blacks in Jackson, Mississippi. The city has more than 80% of black people, but Trey is striving to be a mover and a shaker and to become well known, and who knows, one day he may be in Tate Reeves' seat as governor, and to keep the racist flames burning and also to keep the Jim Crow ugly history alive and well. It's time for people to stand in the gap and help Mayor Lumumba and his people in this serious racial fight to stop Lamar's unjust action. He is a real threat to not only the city of Jackson, but also to our entire democracy. Lamar and his ilk must quit. They must quit. And you know what? We have to demand that they quit, because why is it that our tax dollars are implemented? We go on talking about divesting. Why are we not divesting community, okay, interstate divesting? Why are we taking and allowing for $800 million to go to a water structure that to fix in a community that is now divisive to that level? Ain't no way in the world we supposed to sit back and watch that happen. So I'm calling on everyone to call on Congress. Where's Maxine Waters in all of this? Where's the governor, okay, as far as all the black governors and all of the governors with some integrity, not just black? This is wrong. I don't care if you're black, green, blue, or whatever. So it's time to wake up. It's time to get involved. It's time to call your legislator and say, this is unacceptable. This is taking us way back. How are you going to talk about, and it's tantamount to a hate crime that's being pushed through legislation. Anyway, let me hear what you got to say. I'm going to finish this up tomorrow. Talk to me. Come to PageNewsOnline.com. Go to contact, or either just email, text us, or text me, or whatever. You know, we got all these methods of communication, but I have PageNewsOnline.com, which is our platform, and we are here for you, okay, with news you can use. Praise be to God. Give God the glory every day. Love you till tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.